another caller 17 because I want to play Are You Smarter Than Katie next. We've got a jackpot of $80 that we want to compete for. So call 916-909-1065, 909-1065. Caller 17 gets to take Katie on and possibly take her money right after Ed Sheeran's
just a game, come and play. They say we can do it our way, and if love's just a game, then come and play.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
She's the queen of the Ready for the Weekend fan club. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? Nobody gets more excited for the weekend than Katie from the wake-up call, and you can take that to the bank. Let's talk to Forrest. Good morning. Good morning, Forrest.
Good morning.
All right. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. The jackpot is up to $80. Here we go. She has left the studio. Question one. The Justin Baldoni Blake Lively trial is about to kick off fully, and the judge just smacked Justin Baldoni. He told him to stop publicly saying unproven things in the court filings, such as Blake Lively allegedly blackmailing Taylor Swift with texts. Spell the word allegedly.
A-L-E-E-T-Y.
All right. Forrest, if you could do us a favor and take us off Bluetooth, that'd be great. You're pretty hard to understand there. Question two, Michael J. Fox is going to be making his return to acting. The 63-year-old had announced his retirement from acting due to his tragic health condition, but he will be playing a character on the upcoming season of the Jason Segel Harrison Ford show, Shrinking, which is an excellent show if anybody hasn't seen it. It's great. What health condition does Michael J. Fox suffer from?
No idea.
Okay. Question three. There is a plan right now to create a reality show called The American, where immigrants compete for citizenship. I'm sadly serious about this. In fact, the head of DHS, Kristi Noem, is in full support of it and plans on even getting government officials on the show as judges. What does DHS stand for?
DHS?
Yes, DHS. 3 seconds. Three, two.
No idea.
All righty. Question four. Actress Sofia Vergara from Modern Family is now single and looking for love. However, she said there's one thing that you cannot be in order to date her, and that is poorer than her. She says her next man needs to have as much money, if not more money, than she does. She's just putting it right out there, I guess. What was her character's name on Modern Family?
Gloria.
And question five. The FAA is in a bad place right now with planes crashing and air traffic controllers going dark. So what they're doing to fix radar and other equipment is they are resorting to eBay and 3D printing so that they can find parts that they need, since tariffs have made those parts harder to find new. If they found 300 items on eBay for $20 an item, but then they got outbid and had to pay $10 more for each of the 300 items, how much did they end up paying?
$9,000.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie and Forrest. Are we going to work this morning?
Yes, driving there right now.
Is this a payday Friday, or is it an in-between payday Friday for you?
I get paid every Friday as a gardener.
You get paid every Friday. That sounds wonderful. All right.
I know. I'm a lucky man.
Yeah.
I'm going to
put you on hold, a gardener named Forrest. I get it.
Okay.
Here we go, Katie. Question one. The judge in the Justin Baldoni Blake Lively trial just publicly smacked Justin Baldoni in the mouth. He said, you got to stop saying unproven things that are in court filings, such as Blake Lively allegedly blackmailed Taylor Swift with texts. You just have to stop saying stuff like that.
Well, I think what he was saying is you have to stop submitting these motions with information that has no proof.
Right. Yeah. Spell the word allegedly.
Oh, God. Okay. A-L-E-G.
A-L-L.
I knew it. A-L-L. I knew it.
A-L-L-E-G-E-D-L-Y.
I knew it.
Question two. Michael J. Fox is going to be acting again.
That's great.
The 63-year-old, suffers from a tragic health condition, but he's going to be playing a character on the upcoming season of Shrinking. Do you ever watch that show?
I've seen it. It's cute.
I love it. I think it's great.
Forget about it.
What health condition does Michael J. Fox suffer from?
Parkinson's disease.
Yes. Parkinson's disease, which, by the way, Harrison Ford's character on Shrinking suffers from Parkinson's disease.
I didn't know
that. If I had to guess, that is going to be Michael J. Fox's tie-in, playing a character with Parkinson's. Anyway, question two.
I think he kind of has to.
Yeah, that's true. There is a plan right now. You're going to love this because you like reality shows. So there's a plan right now to create a reality show called The American, where immigrants compete for citizenship.
I don't like that.
And head of the DHS, Kristi Noem, is in support of it. And she's even going to get some government officials in there to sit in on as judges.
Okay. Just
you want to be an American? How fast can you climb up this hill and then eat a plate of bugs?
Well, are these legal immigrants? Because I can't imagine there's going to be a big rush for illegal immigrants to say, here's who I am. Here's my phone number. Let me play.
Probably legal, but who knows? What does DHS stand for?
Department of Homeland Security.
Yes. Department of Homeland Security. Question four. Modern Family actress Sofia Vergara. She is single, and she said that the one thing you cannot be in order to date her is poorer than her.
Oh, okay.
She said her next man needs to have as much, if not more, money than she does. What was her character's name on Modern Family?
Gloria.
Gloria. That's right. Looks like art imitating life on that situation. Yeah. Question five. The FAA not doing great right now. Planes are crashing. Air traffic controllers going dark. Have you seen those stories? Yeah. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Well, what they're doing is to fix the radar and other equipment, they're resorting to eBay and 3D printing to find the parts that they need to fix these problems, since the tariffs have made finding these parts new difficult. If they found 300 items on eBay that they needed for $20 an item,
okay,
but then they got outbid and they had to pay $10 more for each of the 300 items, how much did they end up paying?
Mm-mm-mm. And they had to pay $10 more per item. Okay, I got it.
Do you?
Yep.
3 seconds. Three.
I don't got it.
Two. All right.
$330?
No.
What? What was the question?
The answer was $9,000. Forrest got that right. All right. Final score, though. Forrest, you got two. Katie got three.
Ooh. I'll take it.
She wins again. The streak continues. We're gonna have $20 as a jackpot for when we play next time. Forrest, what is it that you want to tell us?
Forrest is not smarter than Katie.
No,
not today.
No, he is not.